Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan.
Every time they tell us, don't like what I'm saying, yeah, get up and come get us. Brave enough to do it, slave to a brain fluids are remiss. Big loss, high cost, take a blast off the grip. What's a paycheck when the world's in the shit? What's a paycheck when the world's in the shit? Come on. Yeah, so that's the shit. What's to say the next ghost town is the shit? Yeah, so that's the shit. What's to say the next ghost town is the shit for real? Yeah, so that's the shit. What's to say next town is the shit? Yeah, so that's the shit. What's to say the next town is the shit? Next page, before it's time to walk the earth, I put the styles down, hand and pen get to work. These days, something off the top works. I'll pick it up, put it down for the love of the sound, but hey Ernie, you wanna come on a journey like, don't worry, it's all just a part of learning life. Living this life has its highs and its lows, but time and again, humans befriend their foes. Losing our footing and we forget where to go. It's easy to say yes, but too hard to say no. Now we have a chance, it's already been blown. Take a hit, take a whiff in a puff of white smoke. Yeah, so what's to say the next town is a ghost one? That's the shit. Yeah, so that's the shit. What's to say the next ghost town is a shit for real? Yeah, so that's the shit. What's to say next town is a shit? Yeah, so that's the shit. What's to say the next town is a shit? It's a ghost shit. It's the best shit.
What's to say next? Yeah, so that's the shit. What's to say next? That's the shit. Can't you think of saying that?
It's a ghost shit. It's the best shit. The keeps me thinking I'm made of luck brass, but I have been seen bitten, flipping words like I'm possessed. So watch me stop and shed my debt, it's nothing less than the best. Like a punch to your chest, let you lay to rest. Slay the guests and come with some of the undead, cause we coming up, no test. Through the dirt and the pest, the raw flesh, no threats. Yes, we drink and burn in the summer quest. And if you know I can't stand, it's cause I'm not out of the gutter yet. I'm spaced out like a mother in another land wreck. My grips let your hands wet, cause you know I did the damage. The other shit encrypted jams, I'm damning. My grip slips you up, I scissor paper, rock you off the planet. Until you're doomed to be banished. I pulled and buckled backwards towards the undergrowth of maggots.
Round and round, keeps going round and round. It keeps going round and round. It keeps going round, round.
Going around and around and around and around and around.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show. It's 5 minutes after 12. My name is Linda, and you're here today with me, or I'm here today with Wave.
Hi.
And we've also have Mantis in the studio, and Sohil, who has come in to check out our studios. He's from Iran. And you just heard a song, a new band called Street 66. They're from Brisbane, and the song was called Ghost Town. Do you reckon it's about Brisbane?
Could be. Some of the times of day, yes.
Phew.
So, yes, I'm still alive. Here I am, still around. Just came in today, especially keen because the Freedom Flotilla stuff is all on the go, and they're almost about to confront the Indonesian military this coming week. So time is now to be starting to pay attention. They've set sail this morning from the Torres Strait Islands, where they've been for a few days, I think, getting themselves ready. And in the meantime, there was some people having a little prayer gathering in a town, and so of course the military come along and arrest some of them for treason under what appear to be ancient old colonial laws from that they've inherited from the Dutch, and just kind of really over the top, you know. So much for freedom of speech, let alone where they cannot even allow to raise a local flag. But of course, they're also then the troops are arriving where they are on their way to at Meraki on West Papua, and they even decided not to go to where they were planning to in Daru in PNG because the ADF was starting to turn up there as well. Navy was seen, helicopters seen, and this kind of, according to Ronnie Kareni, who was on the flotilla, one of the main spokespeople, this kind of military presence is highly unusual, and it surprised and terrified the villagers who had been organising a peaceful welcome. As they are in Meraki, garlands of flowers and such kind of things are what are being gathered to welcome the flotilla, with their elders bringing the sacred waters and ashes across to bring attention to this issue of the continuing genocide that's been going on over there, pretty much, and try and get a better deal for the West Papuans, let alone some independence, basically, starting off with a better deal at the very least.
I just have something here that was written by Izzy.
Mm.
It's a big and long story. Some of it may never be told, and many different versions may prevail in what is really just one small part of a puzzle that made history. It started millions of years ago when a rain fell on a mountain in a place known as Papua. That water sunk into the earth, and like this story, it passed through many layers and travelled many miles through rock, sand and soil. After millions of years, it surfaced in the desert in a place very sacred to the people of that land. It is from that land that this story begins. We have come a long way, and it is important that the water and the ashes that have accompanied us on this journey come full circle and make it the people of West Papua. I think we are going to make it.
Mm.
There we go.
Great.
A poem from Izzy.
So, yeah, keep attention to the radio and their Freedom Flotilla websites and stuff like that this week, because they need people to pay attention if the Indonesians are going to go and get nasty on them. We are their protection.
And I am going to talk later about an action which I was involved with by myself on Saturday, but many people around Australia were doing it as well, and it was called Vote for Boats, and the action involved folding all the how-to-vote cards into boats in support of refugees and, in particular, the West Papua Freedom Flotilla. Thanks, Wave.
No worries. Yeah, so just go to the Facebook pages and you'll find links to their own Facebook pages and things like that as well.
Yes,
pretty easily.
And their website is freedomflotilla.org.
Oh, yeah. Pretty easy. Good job.
Growing up
up on the hip-hop music, just breathing that air for something to use it. It's amazing how these people look at you different, because you're not the same man, it's just so infant. What do you want me to be just like you? Nah. Well, plus one for me doesn't equal two. Equal two. How is it when this world works, but these people don't pull you in, so all it does is hurt? No respect and no love. There will never be a change when these people will all rise above. It's a democracy, so approximately my rage will burst out, and all you have to do is just stop with me. Increase the peace at least for once, so we can breathe without all, yeah, yeah, getting teased. Cause right now we are all crying in the rain, ripping our hair out, going insane, yeah. Don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on.
You don't understand me.
You don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Now I'm gonna be talking about myself, a lonely wolf, and you're all the wealth. The finger is like pulling a trigger, blow my brains out. When you call me wigger, you go figure. F you to the pussy, see the baggy jeans and chains that label me like I'm some kind of funny. See, why? Because my skin is white and not black. It's the love of hip hop, not to be labeled as that. It's a disappointment for your enjoyment as a joke. I feel like grabbing my hands around your throat to choke. I know it's scary, but that's the very thing I'm intent to do. If it comes to that, man, there's no stopping me to you. We all go a little mad sometimes, maybe because all the haters know how to push all the bad lines. Why? Because they just don't like who we are. So what? We are fine to become an inner star. So when these people say respect all, but they turn into two faces walking down the dark hall, it's because they don't have a change of heart. All they love to do is rip people apart. Dissing is the mission, giving their suicidal ignition. A thumbs up for the people to be witnessing. Trust me, I know, I've been through that horror show. Saw the light and thought it was a no-go. But to top it all off, just be yourself underneath. Just look up to the skies and think about the peace, at least, because we are that beautiful person. Just to be earning what we are deserving. A little respect, is that too much for the sake of it? And to be awakening from it? No, because we've got something to prove. Coming together as a culture, we have nothing to lose. Yeah.
To the polls once again to decide the fate of the nation, to put a leader in place who can steer us through these turbulent times the world is currently facing. This is a very important decision. It is said that we get the politicians we deserve, and you deserve a politician who is going to reflect your values and beliefs. So we have the option for you that is both effortless and guaranteed to fit in with your busy lifestyle. Vote one, the Fascist Party. It is true that fascism has received large amounts of negative, one could say slanderous, media coverage over the years. But we at the Fascist Party believe fascism is the perfect lifestyle choice for the busy professional. Fascism is fun. Modern life makes many demands on your time and attention. And let's face it, you've got better things to be doing than spending the 3 to 4 minutes it takes every 4 years to think about who you're going to vote for, let alone the 20 minutes to half an hour eaten up by driving to the polling booth, waiting in line and actually voting. Did you realize over the course of a lifetime, you could be wasting up to 6.2 valuable hours on the democratic process? It may take some getting used to, the idea of shedding this sham democracy, but really, ask yourself, how much do you participate in democracy anyway? Like most of us, I'm sure you get all of your news from one TV station and one newspaper. So it's obviously not diversity of opinion you're after, and rightly so. Stress and conflict are caused by opposing points of view. Who needs it? Who has the time to read complex policy and look into what's really going on? Nobody. You've shown that by re-electing a politician who coined the phrase core and non-core promises, and who lies when it suits him. It's not your fault you're too busy to pay attention. You're probably paying off an overpriced city apartment. Life these days gives us too many choices. We can only think about a finite number of things at once. You need your downtime, leisure time, in which to do those things that enrich and expand you as a human being. Like watching a home renovation program, buying another pair of shoes, drinking a cafe latte, or playing on the internet. Think of all that you'll gain by voting for a fascist. You'll never have to think about politics again. Just think of how much extra time will be available in the evening news bulletins for sport. Don't be fooled. Democracy, like socialism, is a nice idea, but does it work? Why should you let that idiot sitting next to you on the train have a say in your future? And he will, under the current system where equal measure is given to the votes even of half-wits and morons. As it is, any recent arrival off a boat with a bleeding heart story can gain citizenship and have a say in your future. They can't even say struth, and they're dictating the course of our society. Do you have time to deal with all of these issues? No. You have a mortgage to pay, Swedish furniture to buy, a lifestyle to maintain. Leave the politics to the experts, and you'll never have to think again. Vote one, the Fascist Party. The party that truly fulfills your lifestyle needs.
I can see the Labour Party coming to power in the next election. Maybe, maybe not, who knows? But it doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit here and there. But it doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit here and there.
Tune in to Autonomous Action Radio.
And I get shit thrown up in my face. A brother never gets his props. I'm doing belly flops at the Department of Waste. And every day I pull the front so nobody pulls my card. I got a mirror in my pocket and I practice looking hard. I'm looking behind me, beside me, ahead of me. There'll be no feet making tracks here instead of me. But I can't disregard just what the news says to me. I'm 21, so I've reached my life expectancy. At any minute, I could be in some shit that kills my skinny ass. From motherfuckers doing the sellout strut, I'll pop the Oakland test. My relationship with OPD has been like one big piss. Long on the law, grips my dick so tight, it's hard to even piss. So I forgot, ain't even got a pot to do it in. Up at the church, they're telling me it's because I live in sin. So I grin, but nevertheless, my mind won't dwell. I must be tripping, cause I thought I was living in hell. Capitalism is like a spider, the web is getting tighter. I'm struggling like a fighter, just to bust loose is like a noose. Asphyxiation sets in, just when I think I'm free, it seems to be the spider steps in. This web is made of money, made of greed, made of me. Oh, what a happy
become in a parasite economy.
In the winter there's a splinter with the smell of the rain and the scent of the street, but all I smell is the pain of a brother who's a hustler and he's stuck to the grind, of a sister who's a hooker, got a cellar behind. Desperation makes a brother get a little more bold. The circumstance gets deeper when it's damp and it's cold. So I spend my time thinking about the ultimate gang. Can I get my crew together, pull a move on the bank? I'll be the picture perfect hustler for the piece of the pie. But my daddy always taught me just to reach for the sky. Now my dream and aspirations go from single to hoe, as I realize there's a million motherfuckers in the code. No need to be told, cause when you got a million poor people getting gay by a few that are rich and evil, but it's illegal to wonder how they live in fact.
1, 2, 3,
everybody get a get.
Niggas, thugs, dope dealers and pimps, basketball players, rap stars and simps. That's what little black boys are made of. Sluts, hoes, and press the naps around your neck. Broads pop their coochie, bitches stay in check. That's what little black girls are made of. But if we're made of that, who made us? And what can we do to change us? The oppressor tries to tame us, here's a foot for his anus. Well, since the days when I was shitting in diapers, it was evident the president didn't like us. Assassination attempts, I'd root for the snipers. My teacher told me that I didn't know what right was. Well, she was wrong, cause I knew what a right was. And a left and an uppercut too. I had a hunch a sucker punch is what my people got. That's why I was constantly red, black,
boots,
and blue.
Boots, boots. You wanna throw some shots out?
Hey man, I ain't done with my lyrics yet. Hey, that ain't cool.
Hey, but ain't this a freestyle?
Nah, this is not yet freestyle, fuck. Cause we not yet free.
Hey, we gonna throw some shots out anyway.
Alright, fuck it. Who y'all wanna throw some shots out to?
What's up with that Bill Clinton and Al Gore?
Alright, they the new masters up in the White House and everything. Let's throw some shots out. Alright, what about Bush? He on the way out and everything, but I think you need a goodbye present.
Uh-huh. See ya.
Alright, what about Ross Perot and the good old boys?
The who?
You know who they are. Alright. Hey, what about Pete Wilson? What's that up? Pete Wilson, motherfucker.
Yeah, what's up with him?
Alright.
Got it.
Alright. Hey, the LAPD, the OPD, the Richmond PD, right, Detroit BT,
the whole motherfucking PD.
All right,
yeah, here's a load up club in your ass.
Yeah. All right, cool. Hey, what about these skinheads? Hey, check it out.
I can't stand them fools.
All right, load it up, load it up. All right, cool. All right, cool.
Got it.
Hey, what about these sellout motherfuckers?
Who?
You know these sellout motherfuckers, Elihu Harris,
yeah.
Tom Bradley,
yeah.
David Deacons, yeah. Hey, line them up.
Yeah, be true to the game.
Hey, we out of ammo, what we gonna do?
Let's get the fuck up out of here.
Alright, cool. We out.
Doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all, just as long as you keep listening to the radio. So tell them what you look like on the radio, cause if they never see you then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you act neat, cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio.
Oh, triple Z.
You are listening to 4ZZZ on 102.1 FM, the Anarchy Show. And I'll just tell you what you've been listening to. You heard a song just then by The Coup called Not Yet Free. Before that, Muggsy, Understand Me. And Muggsy is a dude from Sydney. And that's a new song from him. Shout out to Muggsy. Thanks for getting in touch with 4ZZZ. And on the radio now, we're going to hear from Amantus, and he's written a new rhyme. New rhyme?
Yeah, this is something. It's not really new. It's something I've written quite a while back.
Oh, okay.
But I'm getting into kind of give out spoken words nowadays, because as a poet, I figure the best way, why not now and then record the poetry in a spoken word form and give it to the people.
Yeah. Do you want to go?
Yeah, this one, spoken words, is dedicated to my mom. You know, the woman that made me who I am today. You know, the cornerstone of my life, pretty much. Here we go, check it out. Check. Yo. Dear mama, wanna thank you for raising four sons. On your own, mama, seeing pop died. Depression non-stop, but he never said die. Always putting our happiness before yours. Even at the hard time, you kept us close, so none of us went stray. You full of tongue wisdom, in us you penetrate. I'm amazed how you raise four kids on mini wage. We used to stuck in the cage, in a refugees, eating nothing but maize, 7 days a week. It make us sick, we hated it. But choices wasn't in the life we lead. Bill after bill, topping the hill. You never tryna reveal the pain you feel to God you kneel. Forget the past and that, the worst being left at the back. But a day is just around the corner.
All right, thank you. And you've came into the studio a little while back and told us your story, but you just want to recap your story to give a bit of a reference for that poem.
Well, as a songwriter and a poet, I've been writing bunch and bunch of poetry for all sort of situation and issues. Some are really personal, some are just random. And I think this spoken word that I've just done is truly one of the words that come from deep down my soul, you know. And being raised by a single mom and seeing the struggles she went through to bring me and my brothers up, you know, sometimes I just wish I could be somebody who is capable of, you know, giving a hand to her. But when we were coming up, you know, we were all young, all we could do is just, you know, depend on her. And she truly did all she could, you know, to raise four strong young men like us with no help from the world, from any man, pretty much.
And is your mom still in Sudan?
No, my mom, she's the one that brought us here, so she lived with us here.
Oh, okay. Wow. And all your brothers are here as well?
Yeah. So that's the bottom line. That's why I say we are all grown strong like stone, you know?
Yep.
And that's because of her. Otherwise, we would be dead in some refugee camp somewhere in the third world.
Yeah. And just tell us quickly how you're going with raising money for your album.
Oh yeah, for the album, that's, we want to bring the album out next year in 2014. So we just put 5 songs, released it as a single, and we uploaded it on npngcrew.bandcamp.com. So whereby anyone can just go there, they can set their own price, and if we could raise at least a certain amount by December, which we are looking for $10,000, and that truly will set us up for bringing the album out.
Fantastic. coming up on the Aniki Show, I'm going to play I guess it's a poem done by a friend of mine in Melbourne, and it's called Feel of Puppies, and it's using the Game of Thrones story, or the hype of the Game of Thrones, and relating that back to real life. Right now I'm going to play a song by CC the Cat, and it's called Free. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Not sure what I'm going through. All that I can see is that I need to be free. And I'm not sure where you are headed to. All that I can say is that I hope you're okay. But I think I know why. Sunny sunshine by the deep blue sea. It's time we set each other. Things eye to eye, but now we fuss and fight and make each other cry. I think it might be time to let this go. Hey, hey, hey. 'Cause baby, we just drive each other crazy.
Feel most days. It's how anyone feels when they turn away from the screen with such regularity and long enough to witness the most intricate, mass-scale human drama in the history of the Earth. We stand at the end of an epoch, at the end of a civilization, at the end of an empire, at the start of something else. Nobody knows what will happen in the next season, but people have got some inklings. We're moving into a new geological era, sixth mass extinction spasm. Every civilization, man, beast, plant, rock, mineral, oil, is under silent siege. Everywhere you look, billions and billions of stories, and we're missing all of them, while we stare at something that is not happening, is essentially a lie. It's all in your minds. What is happening is the planet is awash with slaves, and all of them are heroes just waiting to happen, if only we'd give it some of our attention. People tell me that I carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. Indeed, that's why I beg a hand carrying it. Spread the load around. But it's not. People aren't watching. They're staring into bright lights like rabbits before impact, and it freaks me out. Because I'm not watching Game of Thrones. I'm watching history write itself, and it's the most thrilling, exhilarating, troubling, terrifying, evocative meta-story that's ever been written. And it's happening right here, right now, in real time. The stories, the characters, the lives. You think what happens on TV is bad? You should see what my granddad had to do with knives. You should see how your iPhone comes together. Now there's some stories. We're wearing stories, slave stories, every day new episodes. And if you did see it, you'd feel it every day. You might feel like I do. We're not so different, we're just tuned into different stations. I feel a bit alone when everyone's tuned into Game of Thrones. I feel like everyone's missing out not only on watching the greatest drama on earth unfold, but to participate in it, to script it ourselves. While we watch the screen, the directors prime the scene, and it's a very interesting scene. And we think the plot is so complex, not really up to us to figure out. But actually, it's just all the background noise getting in the way of some very simple things. Slaves, prophets, cunning as foxes in a hen house. Sweet deal. There's a ruse going on. It's part of what makes the plot so exciting, fascinating, creepy. And the ruse is not so elaborate. It's simple. Flash a light in their faces while you round them up for labor. Keep them distracted while you steal the land out from underneath them. Justify the acquisition in a foreign dialect. Take by stealth and not by siege. Capture the people intact and have them do your work. Sabotage those who resist. Kill them if you have to. It's in the killing where things get really interesting. A whole lot of killing going on. Lots of stories. The feelings. If I'm the only one I know tuning into this show, is it really happening? I tell you where it's up to and you look at me as if I'm crazy, like, where do I get all this stuff from? These ideas, these opinions, these projections. What really freaks me out, and a lot of you do this, is when you look me in the eye and say, it's not happening. The conspiracies, the theft, the propaganda wars, the homicides, the homicides, the homicides, the homicides, the lies, a colossal interspecies genocide, a Holocaust. Not happening. Tinfoil hat. Conspiratard, feminazi, Luddite, greenie, hippie, feral, extremist, terrorist. Sheesh, man, I'm just watching the show. Game of Thrones is not actually happening. Puppies. Puppies will make them sleepy. Stare into the lights, my pretties. Thank you.
4ZZZ have a distinctive call, commonly heard in their nesting ground 264 Barry Parade, Fortitude Valley 4006. But the more experienced researchers can hear their call on the 102.1 MHz wavelength. And Z-Watchers can also follow their movements on www.4ZZFM.org.au. I'm Avid Datterborough, going on very much like this. 4ZZZ, they're on the air.
Heard from a band called Gentlemen, and that song was called BFG 9000. And before that, you were listening to Feel of Poppies, which was put together by a guy called Jordan from Melbourne. And Feel of Poppies is on YouTube, and the author is R. Wright Org. R-Wright-O-R-G, and it's linked to a website called yougetwhatyoupayfor.rwright.org. And Jordan specializes in doing kind of free source kind of software and writing software and websites and everything, not using the mainstream Facebook or anything else. So you can head along to you get what you pay for.rwright.org, and also There's a website called thoughtmaybe.org, sorry, thoughtmaybe.com, which has lots of documentary films on it, all free to watch. Before, earlier in the show, you heard from CC the Cat with Free, and I just wanted to mention that CC the Cat is having a launch party, album launch party, this Friday, the 13th of September at Visions Gallery in West End, and that's at 8 o'clock. And she's going to be joined by Astrid and the Asteroids, the DJs Vital Sign Sound and Veer Asan from Samidi Sound System. And that's going to be happening at Vision Gallery, which is level 2, ABSO Building, 51 Mollison Street, West End. And it starts at 8 o'clock. And just coincidentally, on Thursday night of this week, David Rovix is playing at the Visions Gallery, and we're putting that show on with David Rovix, Kimbo Dawson, Andy Payne, and the No Pain, No Pain, No Pain, No Gain crew is going to be there as well. And it kicks off at 6:30 for a 7 p.m. start, but there's going to be food beforehand and also art. We're having an art auction to raise money for the arrestees from the Talisman Sabre Resistance this year up at Rockhampton. And the gentlemen are playing a rock and roll barbecue soon too. And I was trying to find out when that is, but coming up, a Sunday rock and roll barbecue. Gentlemen are going to be playing again. They played one a while ago with Monster Zoku on Somme, and they're going to be playing another one. I just have some news items to mention to let you know what's been happening around the world. And starting off in Russia, human rights activists at the G20 in St. Petersburg have been staging protests to call attention to Russia's crackdown on lesbian, gay and bisexual transgender rights, including a recent ban on voicing support for LGBT relationships around minors. On Thursday, a member of President Vladimir Putin's ruling party put forth a new measure that would allow the state to take away children from parents who are gay. A US drone strike killed at least 7 people in Pakistan in the area of North Waziristan. The strike was reportedly directed at a home. The identities of the dead are not known, but Pakistani officials say they were militant. California prisoners have ended an historic hunger strike after 2 months. The prisoners said in a statement on Thursday that they had decided to suspend the strike, adding that their resistance will continue against what they termed as decades of systemic state-sanctioned torture via the system's solitary confinement units. While many prisoner demands remain unmet, two Democratic state lawmakers have vowed to hold public hearings on California's use of solitary confinement. At its height, the hunger strike included 30,000 people and was hailed as the largest in California's history. And last month, a federal judge authorized force feeding of the prisoners. And just to assure you that the patriarchy is alive and well, if the election of Tony Abbott didn't, a U.S. Navy student says she was sexually assaulted by 3 fellow midshipmen at an off-campus party last year, has asked the superintendent of the U.S. Naval Academy to drop his authority over the case, saying he is biased. The victim's lawyer says Vice Admiral Michael Miller failed to protect the student from harassment or to punish the accused men, who are all former Navy football players, after they bragged about their alleged sexual encounters with her on social media. The complaint also cites the repetitive and grueling cross-examination endured by the victim, who was forced to testify for more than 25 hours at a preliminary hearing that ended Tuesday. At the hearing, defense lawyers questioned the victim on topics which included whether she wore a bra and underwear to the party, how she performs oral sex, and whether she felt like a hoe the morning after the sexual assault. And I'll just mention that things are going down in Brazil. There's been protests in over 170 cities, and Black Bloc protesters have been arrested because of a new law against wearing masks in protests. And we all know what to do when there's a law against wearing masks in protests. Everyone should wear a mask at the protest. I'm going to play a song now. Just line it up. You're listening to 4ZZZ on 102.1 FM, and this is the Aniki Show. And you can also tune in on Z Digital at 7 PM tomorrow night to hear the digital version of the Aniki Show, which is called Autonomous Action Radio. We're going to hear from David Rovix now and Santiago.
As I looked out my window at the clear blue sky, at the planes that flew so low, at the smoke that rose so high, the air filled up with dust that blackened out the sun, and the politicians went on about the new day that had begun. And when I looked at my calendar, I knew it would be so. It was on this day in Santiago. Less than 30 years had passed, and how clearly I remember what the city had been like before that day in September. There were doctors on the sidewalks helping those in need, students in the barrios teaching children how to read. There were milk trucks in the shanties driving to and fro on this day in Santiago. I could tell you about the rallies, the whole city in the street. The president was speaking and we all were on our feet. Allende was the future, destitution was the past. The city was in motion and things were changing fast. Just how fast they were changing, only Kissinger could know. On this day in Santiago, Anaconda Copper and Nixon got their dream. A country torn apart, ruptured at the seam. A fascist coup was what they wanted, and that's just what they'd get when they sent down from Fort Benning General Pinochet. Lady Liberty hung her head down low on this day in Santiago. They dropped bombs on La Moneda with jet planes from D.C. They killed 5,000 people in our city by the sea. A reign of terror started when they cut off Victor's hands. The rivers clogged with bodies and our blood drenched the sands. And I remember wondering which way future winds might blow on this day in Santiago.
You just heard from David Rovix and Santiago, and David Rovix is playing on Thursday night at the Visions Gallery at called We Can Do Change, aka Civil Society Against Militarism in Australia. And that's because we're also having a fundraiser for people who are arrested resisting the war games, which were happening up at Rockhampton. And it's 5 minutes to 1 o'clock. You're listening to the Aniki Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And I just wanted to mention an action on Saturday, which I did. It's the most fun I've had at election time ever, because I went up to the polling booth at the end of my street and I took the how to vote cards from all of the bastards that were there. And I went over and I started folding them into boats. and talking to people as I was folding them into boats and telling them that I was folding these how to vote cards into boats in support of refugees, and in particular in support of the West Papua Freedom Flotilla, who are on their way to West Papua, which is being occupied by Indonesia, who are perpetrating genocide against the West Papuan people. And sorry, I made a point of talking very loudly about this and going up to the person in the LNP party who was handing out how to vote cards and telling them that it is not illegal to seek asylum in Australia by arriving by boat, and why is their party saying that it is illegal? And he basically had nothing to say back to me. And I told the Labour Party person, and she said that she felt really bad for the refugees and that they voted against Crud's solution of sending them all to Papua New Guinea. I also got to fold boats inside the electoral station and leave them on the table, at the table where I got my vote. So there we go, fun for election day. It's almost 1 o'clock. Matt is up next with Asphodel Meadows. I'm going to play a song from the No Pain No Gain crew, who are going to be playing on Thursday night at Visions Gallery in West End with David Rovics, Andy Payne and Kimbo Dawson.
Just quickly, Linda, before you played one of that tracks, Storytelling Time, we just want to quickly announce that we officially release our single called Bolo Mantis Against the Norm, and we're looking for support because we're trying to bring the album out in 2014, and if anyone could actually support us by buying this single where we can raise the money, that would be awesome. So all you have to do, go to npnggcrew.bandcamp.com, and out there you can set your own price, and every single dollar you give can actually support the album coming out. And it's your boy Mantis.
Thanks for coming in today, and thanks to Sohil for coming in. He's from Iran, a musician from Iran, and hopefully we'll be getting more connection with refugee communities and the music and art and culture community in Brisbane. So this song is called Storytelling Time, and it's by No Pain, No Gain.
No, you ain't doing what you're supposed to. You're doing what you wanna do.
Yeah.
But no, you ain't doing what you're supposed to. You're doing what you wanna.
This is what I call a storytelling time. Now let me hear everybody say, Mantis, tell us your story. Say, Mantis, tell us your story. Say, Mantis, tell us your story.
When I came to this land, I was just a little man from a refugee camp, broke as hell, right at the bottom of all citizens. Damn, I thought I'd fail again. Wherever I go, man, shit the same. The resident thought I was a problem, just cause a black man, group of friends, walking a group that must be gang. Sweeping stead, man, my accent was hard to understand. Oh man, I couldn't self-defend, I only get deranged. You feel what I'm saying? I used to hang at South Bank, that's when trouble with law began. Walk 4 miles, no ticket for train. We felt exhausted, took risk, jump on the train without ticket, eyes wide open, looking for train patrol. Lay low, never get closer to Popo. Little did we know they'd be waiting for ya at the door. Boring life for sure.
Yeah, let me hear everybody say, Bolo, tell us your story.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.